Every month we put the spotlight on Kent County, all about Kent. Our title, thanks to guests on behalf of your choosing, Lisa LaPlante, Kent County Community Liaison and Communications Director. That's a lot of pressure on you, isn't it?
It is a lot of pressure. Yeah. Wow.
So far, you've done pretty well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell me our topic for today.
Well, one of the most important things that we can do as a community is take care of our veterans. After all, they've given us their service. And so our Veterans Services Department does a fantastic job. And joining me this morning is Carrie Anderson, who is the manager of Veterans Services.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad it's good that to you're be here. Appreciate you. What do you do at Veterans Services? Detail your day.
Sure. So I'm the manager, and basically I oversee the operations. I make sure that our service officers are providing excellent customer service to our veterans and their families. And our motto there is getting you the benefits that you've earned. And so We meet with clients, we speak with people over the phone, we go out and we do outreach events to try to raise awareness that we're there Monday through Friday to help veterans and their family members get the benefits that they've earned through their military service.
Let's talk a bit of detail of the services you provide, please.
Sure. So our primary function there is to ensure that people are getting their federal benefits, such as disability compensation or non-service connected pension benefits. We really serve a lot of our older World War II and Korean veterans with a benefit. People refer to it as the aid in attendance benefit, but this is a benefit that helps our veterans and their surviving spouses with nursing home costs, assisted living costs. If they wanted to stay in their home, it can help provide support for hiring somebody to come in and help with those activities of daily living. We operate a Soldiers and Sailors Relief Fund for our war-era veterans that live here in Kent County. And that's a fund that if somebody's experiencing a temporary financial need, such as, you know, they need help with utilities or rent or food, we have funding available to help provide that for them. And a lot of what we do is answering questions and directing people and making referrals to other community agencies if we're not able to help.
Little birdie tells me that this is more than a job for you. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm a veteran myself, and you know, I really, most of the people that work in my office are veterans. And when you serve in the military, you kind of enter into this, I guess, fraternity, for lack of better terms, and it always stays with you. And we're just all very passionate about serving our fellow brothers and sisters in arms, if you will.
Right. Should one contact you for these services, for any other questions or concerns?
Yes. If anybody's ever served in the military, or if their husband or wife has served in the military, they should contact us just to ensure that they are getting all of the benefits that they've earned through their service. A lot of people don't understand the benefits available to them. And some people, even though they've served in the military, they don't necessarily consider themselves a veteran. They think you have to have served in combat or been sent overseas, and that's just simply not the case. So I would encourage anybody who has served in the military or has a spouse who served in the military to contact us just to make sure that they are getting those benefits.
We'll do this at the end, but how does that happen?
The best way is to give us a call at 616-632-5722. We also have a Facebook page. They can connect with us on there. We have our Access Kent webpage. They can ask questions there, but phoning is the best way to get in touch with us.
Great. Lisa?
Yeah. And what's important to note is that just because you may have contacted the state or the federal government and may not have been able to receive benefits through them, that doesn't mean that there isn't a benefit that we can still provide. So that's why it's important, even if you've been denied other benefits in the past, get in touch with us, especially for those family members of veterans too.
Absolutely. And I would just add to that, you know, if they have tried for benefits in the past, we really have expert veteran service officers who understand and know how to navigate that system. And if you've been denied before, you know, we can look into it to see if maybe that denial was an error and try again. So,
veteran homelessness. Carrie, has been an issue nationwide. Is the county doing anything to combat that?
Yes, we actually partnered with Community Rebuilders along with a lot of other agencies recently, and we we didn't eradicate veteran homelessness, but we got rid of 357 homeless veterans. We put them into housing, into transitional housing, and we really we were the first in the state of Michigan to accomplish this. It was a huge community effort, and so yes, we helped with security deposits and rent, and housed 357 homeless veterans.
And what's important about that, it's a functional zero. Yes. It doesn't necessarily mean that every veteran has a home, but we've identified them all. And that's critical because there are going to be veterans who experience homelessness for short periods of time. We know who they are, and we can help them when they're going through that period of time. There's also the other issues that are around this, and that was why it was so important for this collaboration to happen with Community Rebuilders, with a lot of the other organizations throughout the community, because we also have to provide mental health services. We might have to provide services to provide food for the families. So getting everybody together on the same page was so important.
Are veterans apprehensive about coming in?
Not usually. I would say some of our Vietnam era veterans are a little bit apprehensive, understandably, because of the way they were treated when they got home back in the 60s and 70s. But I think we've been able to develop a rapport with our veterans and their families. They understand that most of us are veterans that work there, and that really helps to give a sense of trust. And so I wouldn't say most are.
What's your advice if someone is worried about contacting your agency?
I would let them know that most of us are veterans. We understand the benefits, and we're going to be there for them to walk them through the process. It's not something that they have to tackle on their own. We're available to answer questions and just walk through all of the details and all of the process and getting those benefits. We're not going to leave them with questions in their mind about it.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
Yeah, and just reach out and ask. It's we've got people at the office who are willing to help, want to help, and if you're even thinking, maybe you have a parent that served and you're not sure if there is a benefit, give the office a call. There may be a benefit to you and your family that you didn't know about.
All right, one more time. What's the best way to contact you, Carrie Anderson?
Yep, the best way is to give us a call at 616-632-5722, or they can stop by our office. We do welcome walk-ins at 836 Fuller Northeast. We're right on the corner of Fuller and Bradford, really easy to find.
What was your line of service?
I was in the Army. I was a light wheel vehicle mechanic.
Cool, very nice. All right, thank you very much. Before we say our goodbyes, Lisa, you have an opportunity to invite us to a candidates forum.
Yes, that's right. As you know, Daryl DeLabio retired back in June, and we've had interim Wayman Britt serving as administrator controller for the past few months. There's a recruitment subcommittee that has gotten together that has been working on looking at applications. They went through 68 applicants. They were able to narrow it down to two that they will be bringing in for finalist interviews, and that will be on January 10th. And what's great about this is it's actually going to be held in a forum so that the general public can actually ask questions. The two finalists are the interim administrator, Wayman Britt, and then Mark Ryan, who is from Florida but has also served in a number of different positions with communities and in the private sector. This forum will be held from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Human Services Complex, which is over there on Franklin. You'll have an opportunity to meet the candidates. They'll actually be asked questions by the panel. You'll be able to submit questions that could be asked of these candidates. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that by the end of January, we'll know who the new administrator controller is going to be.
Thank you for that opportunity. Yep, get involved and make a point to bring your questions and yeah, play a role in this. Thank you very much, Lisa LaPlante, Kent County Community Liaison, Communications Director for Kent County. In addition to you, Carrie Anderson, Manager, Kent County Veteran Services.
Thank you.
Take care.